All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, I have been in this apartment for about a year. I'm getting ready to leave. And I've taken probably, I don't shower every day. I'm
Okay.
going somewhere with this. I've probably taken about 250 showers. Yeah. And I go out and about. I have adventures. I get surgeries. I derail trains. I do stuff like that. So the my body collects a lot of detritus, a bunch of random stuff as I'm going around. And I still remember the various indignities you've visited upon me via randomizations.
All right.
So I feel like it's time for you to reach down into my drain and pick up one of the 250 random things I put down there and choose a game.
Oh, there are more convenient ways to make a time capsule, Gary.
But not ones that are so clean.
Okay, well,
So, right. And
let me put on these gloves here, and then
let me take off those gloves real quick.
how deep are
And
we
the,
talking here? Are we talking wrist? Are we talking elbow?
We're talking shoulder. And the one of the things, and this is true, is that the drain in my shower looks like a normal drain, but if you move the cap, it looks like the scary drain from It. Like from the
Oh,
1990s version of It. Like it is a really like hostile. Like not hostile, but Eli Roth's hostile.
It's
Looking
a real
it's a real hostile drain look situation.
either or. I don't see why you clarified.
It's a real rusty aperture that I need you to go shoulder deep into.
Okay, well, let's get this over with real quick here. Can I shower afterwards?
I will run the shower while you do this.
Okay.
So that's the compromise we're gonna have.
Okay, all right,
So
well, here we go.
sweet.
Okay, finger, wrist, elbow.
It's weirdly slimy, right? Like it's a you would think that there wouldn't be quite so much slime, but slime just accumulates there.
I've
I've also
never
flushed some daddy long legs down there, so
Cool.
just so
That's
you
a
know.
humane thing to do. Send them to their friends. All right, shoulder. Okay, here we go.
Okay, and just kind of reach around. There should be a game down there amongst the slime and dead long legs and their various
Blue,
cultures and
gooey,
societies. That...
spiky, moving. All right. Okay, I think I got something that resembles a game here. So I want
Okay.
to. Yeah, Gary.
Okay, let's pull you on out.
I can't. Bye. Okay, there we are.
Oh,
All right,
that's
let's
pretty gross.
run this thing under the sink, and
Okay. What do you got?
it's a keychain. Did you pick this up at like at one of those shows, like an indie mega booth kind of thing?
Yeah, I went to the
It
some kind
is,
of megacade. Something with the cade suffix.
Shower with your dad simulator 2015. Do you still shower with your dad?
I like this game, and I can't say fuck
Okay, I like this
about
game
it.
too.
Yeah, I thought this was actually good holistically.
Yes.
And we'll talk about it on this episode. That'll be the new way from 250 onwards that we go through, and we'll talk about it on this episode of Abject Suffering.
We just billboard it. We say, like, this week on,
This week on Abject Suffering, Gary has an amusing anecdote about his dick. Cole is scared of his neighbors. And Shower with Your Dad Simulator 2015.
Well,
All that more
wait,
on this episode.
my neighbor's up to no good. I think he's banging on the side of his trash can outside. I think he's doing full
Really?
on Doug, banging on a trash can, drumming on a street light.
Getting ready for the beats to pop through.
What's your name?
Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
This is Abject Suffering, episode 250.
Yep, big round
Where we
number.
play big round number. We play bad games. You don't have to.
Why are we doing this to us? Nobody suggested this game, Gary.
Nope. We just needed to, and I did a funny like thing that turned out to be embarrassing in retrospect, because we had a thing planned that may or may not have been at the beginning of this episode. If it was just our normal bullshit, then you know that nothing happened.
Right.
If it was something cool, you know it was something cool. But on Twitter, I was like, hey, I'm trying to make this cool thing happen for After Suffering 250. And everyone suggested cooler ideas.
Oh, fun.
Not necessarily cooler, but like, they were like, oh, like, dude, you know, you're into the N-Gage episode and stuff like that. I was like, no, I still haven't found a couple N-Gages. You know, right. Still need an extra N-Gage. None of that. And then they were suggesting games that were all like more legendary bad games than this one.
Right.
And this was just something that I pulled out of my dick.
Yeah, I slacked you and I said, like, this was like 2 days ago, I was like, hey, what should we do for episode 250? And you're like, well, how about Shower with My Dad Simulator? I'm like, oh, that'll serve as a fertile springboard. Yeah,
that was the idea. It was just kind of like, one, that is a funny concept inherently. Like, this is the spirit of this is funny to me.
Yes,
as a thing that we could talk about. And I was like, maybe, you know, it'll be like a YouTube bait game that we won't talk about the game very much because we'll talk about the subject, because YouTube bait games tend to be very shallow.
Right.
You know, like a goat simulator thing or what have you. But in fact, it's actually like a good game that is very funny.
Yes.
I was not expecting it to be like legitimately like fun to play, but also like laugh out loud funny at many points.
So we tried to do a pratfall. Instead, we just kind of like flipped over the ottoman and somehow came up on our feet with $100 in our pocket. So
it's like the beginning of Willy Wonka when they first introduced Willy Wonka. Yep. Or actually, I mean about two-thirds of the way through Willy Wonka.
Yeah, I was gonna say
finally introduced the titular Wonka. Like after about 45 minutes of sad, yeah. You know, what if a family lived in whatever the fuck they're at?
Germany, I think. Yeah. No, definitely that is a sister publication to this, which is Sleep with Your Four Grandparents.
Yep, in some kind of cave. What kind of house is that? It's always like they can't afford lights.
It's definitely a bridge squat is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like all of them split in a bean. Mm. You know, they keep making like laundry soup.
Yeah.
Gross, man. Yeah, that's the scariest part of that movie.
Yeah.
Like everyone talks about that tunnel being all scary, but just being in that like death scented, you know, squalid hellhole.
No, oh, yeah.
Like that is by far the scariest. Like Slugworth ain't got nothing on the ravages of old age.
Yeah, no, I've seen what happens to a mattress.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah, yeah. Bed sores, dude.
I've never like, had a bed sore.
Like are just all like mostly bed sore.
Right.
Like if grandpa, there's a reason why he doesn't have any shirtless scenes, you know?
Right, because he has visible rib.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, like I mean, not like visible ribs, like he's not starving.
Cut. He's not like Jesus cut. He's.
I mean that there's like a section of his side missing, like he's a Jurassic Park toy.
Yeah, no, definitely like he's a. The grandpa from Willy Wonka is definitely one of those cows they have at agricultural schools that has the window.
Yep, and that's how you can see his organs age. Like you've seen his skin age, like where he went from a man to being. You know, like kind of a used Kleenex of a human. And then you can see his actual organs. Like if you want to see cirrhosis in real time, you get a golden ticket to see the cirrhosis tonight.
You know, Charlie, yeah. Charlie, I need you to apply Grandpa's liver balm.
Yeah, directly to the liver.
Yep.
Liver on.
Apply. Yeah. I forget what we were doing.
No. we did the intro part.
We did the intro. We accidentally picked a good and interesting game.
Yes. And I have because it's 250, I have a dynamite thing I picked up as a backup thing.
Okay.
Specifically before I played this, I was like, okay, 250, I'm out of the thrift store. Let's look around for something that's like a good backup thing. And I found something I think is pretty good.
Okay.
And we're gonna double feature. So we're gonna talk about the game, but because it's 250 and because that's a big nice round number. I'm also gonna, so look out for that.
Okay.
In this episode of After Suffering.
Yeah. Well, just so I'm carrying my weight, I found something pretty. I found something that we used to do, like while I was doing spring cleaning, that we can bring back an old feature.
So, fantastic.
Yeah.
I think this
week on After Suffering.
Yes, I have a good idea what that feature is going to be, and everything is going to be good.
Yes.
So let's talk about. From now on in the show, we lay everything out. So segment one, we'll talk about the game.
Right.
Segment two, we're going to talk about showering with dads.
Okay.
And dads in general.
Okay.
Try not to get, like, I don't want to get sad during that section.
Right.
You know, it'll be a fun, happy thing about the concept of dads, the platonic ideal gets dads. Uh-huh. And then we will flip a series of coins to see who gets to do their show and tell first.
Okay.
And then we'll do closing remarks and the outro music.
Okay, cool.
And that will be the the thing. So check your iTunes app for timestamps.
Please don't. Actually, that's more work than I want to do. So
I'm always surprised when I see a very small podcast that does that.
Right.
Like, I kind of appreciate the idea of it, but Jesus Christ, guys, like,
yeah,
it's a lot of work.
It's easier to do now than it used to be, but it's still not something I want to do. We put out too much stuff. Like, if we had somebody, like if we had an intern or something, yeah. probably. But for me, nah.
I mean, I also think sometimes too that it's so alien to how I listen to podcasts. Like, I can't imagine being like, I just want to listen to this part of a podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a lot.
There's some shows I listen to where, like, they use that as a way to skip ads. Like, the ad read will be its own chapter. And I think that is kind and good.
I'm surprised that the advertisers let them get away with that.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Happens.
Yeah. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
But this is the digression on ads comes in three episodes.
Okay.
From cool. now. That's segment two.
Yeah. If you're calling about elder care.
How to keep those organs at their that liver at its nice and shiniest. Yeah. How to de-cirrhosis a liver.
Well, see, the thing is, if you flip that mattress, there are four more grandparents underneath it.
Yeah, the old, like, old grandpa Chuck.
Yep.
Grandpa Charles. All the previous iterations.
Yeah, I miss my grandpa Charles.
Yeah. Y'all. Anywho.
So shower with your dad simulator. Definitely a joke game. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that one of the game modes was even just a direct reference to, like, Frog Fractions.
Yes. Yeah. This was one of the games that was, is this Frog Fraction 2-ified to the extreme?
Yes.
Because this could be like a Frog Fractions mini game.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like not exactly that sense of humor, but that, like, a mini game in this game is that level of depth.
Right.
You know? If not that level of, like, you know, Frog Fractions mini games, like, sometimes will have a little bit more weirdness to this. Mm-hmm. And these games are extremely simple.
Yeah.
It is all the work. Like, they're functional, though. Like, the mini games are fun to play. It's just all the theming that does any work.
Right.
You know, and the theming is all about hanging dong.
Yep. The theming is all about the alienness of male nudity.
Yes, which is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is a, you know, we are, because, like, I was gonna say right, wrong, or whatever, there's no right
know,
wrong. Female nudity is commodified and seen as, like, the standard, you know, kind of back of the box quote for media in general. Male nudity is unusual and a comedy thing in general. You know, and that sucks as a thing.
Yeah.
I think it's beyond the scope of the show to fix it.
Right.
And I was raised in that society too. So I, you know,
yeah. If I see somebody hanging either dong or brain, I'm going to laugh.
Yeah. It is very funny to me. Like just a naked ass dude is pretty funny to me.
Yep.
You know, as a thing.
Yeah.
And this is a gentle, like, version of that. It's not like Penumbra. You know, the ultimate show with your dad simulator.
Yeah, it is not Outlast.
Yeah, it's not Outlast. It is these are Atari dong.
Right.
You know, it's just 8-bit, but it's much closer to, like, Atari graphics to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's almost like a Super Brothers level of complexity.
Yes.
To these guys.
Yeah, Super Brothers is a good point in comparison. Like, less beautiful.
Right.
But, like,
in the eye of the beholder. Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. Does the human form disgust you?
I mean, in many ways, yes.
Again, I mean, mine, yeah, but,
like, again, wrong, but yeah, in many ways it does. And that's, you know, that's not just, you know, dong, like, that's, you know, a lot of, like, you know, unexpected nudity, like, you know, I've talked about before, like, my discomfort with nudity in a non-sexual context, like, it's not something that I'm comfortable with, like, a spa is hell.
Yeah, no, I've got a story about that later. It's not really that big of a story, but you know, it'll suffice. So the idea of this is, you know, in some of the modes you pick your team, and other ones, you know, it's a little bit more flexible. But
I think in this they're not teens.
No,
I think
team.
Oh, team. Okay, yeah.
It's
because if they're teens, that does change things a little bit. Because there is some controversy we'll have to talk about. That's subsection 0.3.
Okay.
Of section 2 after the intro. So section 2 is the game.
Right.
Section 2.3 is talking about the controversy.
No, look,
so we're still in section 2.1.
Look at the Google Doc. I've highlighted the subheader on the outline where we're at. Okay.
Yeah. Good work in this God, I can't remember the name of the productivity thing, like Scrum. We're scrumming it up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you pick your team, and it does the three types of, so there's like a black guy, black family, like an Italian family, and a ginger family. Those are the teams.
Well,
those
yeah, so here's the thing. You have the Mediterranean one. You have the ginger. The dad is redheaded and pale, but the son is tanned and blonde.
Yeah, milkman's kid.
Yep. Oh. You can find your dad. You can find your real dad.
Yeah.
In the shower.
Like if you just stumble across your real father, you know, just because you're just looking for dads in the shower.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, can't hurt to check.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know that's the way you're gonna tell, because you know, there's no disguises or anything.
Right. Laid bare.
Yeah, quite literally.
So but you play as the child. Mm-hmm. And you are in this public shower room and you're trying to basically move and get next to your dad. If you sidle up to the wrong dad, then it is game over.
Yeah. And there's a funny achievement for that. I meant to write them down, but I didn't, cause I was playing the nonstop action. Cause that's one of the weird secrets of this game, is it's kind of hard.
Right.
Like it gets hard pretty quick. Like in the mini games, ramp up in complexity and difficulty, mm-hmm. but you get funny. You know, it's like double indemnity or something. They're all like puns.
Right.
But you get a little chivos that are funny,
mm-hmm.
when you do that. Yeah, you're just trying to find the right dad. And this bleeds a little bit into section 2.2, but the, a lot of the controversy that came with this game are some people who literally think that this is, condoning or making light of pedophilia. Nothing happens when you get to the dad.
No, it just
collect them like a power up.
Yeah,
it's an arcade game.
Well, okay. Well, a couple things happen. It moves them around, yeah. And then it will like play a little like congratulation, like a little comic, mm-hmm. book call out that, you know, just says like Sudsy.
Yeah,
like literally, it is an arcade game. I don't know how you could look at this and assume that it meant that it had any greater significance.
I don't think so either. Like I try not to be. You know, I think you're generally on the wrong side of things when you're like, come on, guys, it's just a joke.
Right.
Like that's the kind of thing that bad people say,
mm-hmm.
about things. At the same time, like this is so just absurd and weird. And the humor, like the actual text of what happens in the game, is so pure,
mm-hmm.
that it's very hard for me to think of this as being untoward.
Yeah.
You know, and anyway, like this is just it is fun. Like the idea of. Like one, like that is a real ass thing that happens. Like somebody was in a gym or at a public pool,
mm-hmm.
and saw a little kid showering with his dad and was like, that's fucking weird. And then that's it. Like that's, and it is weird. Like it's a weird thing that like weird little things that kids do.
Right.
And families do. Like when you have kids, time is all of a sudden at a premium, you know, and like every second counts. And this, mm-hmm. is, that's why parents bathe with their kids. Like either they can't leave them alone.
Right.
You know, or they only have time to do this. So they do stuff like this,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, you know, neither of us are fathers. If I ever had a kid, like it's weird to imagine now because I don't have a kid. So it would just be a stranger. You know, I can only imagine like this.
You can't just like rent a kid to try, yeah. this out, to get practice.
Yeah. There's not like 3D print, like fake, those like monkeys that have fake moms,
right.
at the zoo, you know, just for a practice kid to shower. But if I had a kid, like I imagine it wouldn't be weird.
Right.
You know, like it's just like, oh, you know, everybody, everybody get clean.
Yeah. Well, you do see, like, you know, you notice parents who like are not squeamish at all about their kids' drool or their kids' shit or whatever. Like,
yeah,
it's different when it's your kid. Like,
you build up a callus. Like, you, right. have to, because you are operating on 2 hours of sleep all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and you're responsible for another human being in a way that, you know, I was going to say people were not meant to be, but people are very much meant to be.
Right.
But it's also, you know, in many ways is the most important thing you can do.
Yeah.
Like it is the most, yeah. responsibility you can have,
mm-hmm.
you know, other than like, you know, possibly, having your, you know, access to nuclear arms or like, right. you know, like being a jumbo jet pilot or something like that. It's, yeah. It's more responsibility than most people have.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So.
And not everybody is thrust into positions of institutional responsibility like that. Mm-hmm. So, You have this kind of enforced intimacy that is absurd when taken out of a context, when put, yes. into, you know,
when it's two strangers.
Right.
You know, and the same thing happens. Like I have friends with kids and their kids will run around naked when they're hanging out. And sometimes they're like, you know, the son is a little bit too old to hang dong, but their young daughter will like run around naked,
mm-hmm.
and like them. It's just like, it's just, but you just have to look at like a kid being nude to understand that it's not weird, because it's not, yeah. weird to them,
Right.
You know, so it's just like, I think it'd be strange if an adult was doing that, but like a little kid running around dancing.
Oh, it's
naked
funny.
is yeah, it's funny and pure,
Yeah.
you know, it's like a thing. It's just like, and I am, you know, I, it's only other people that impose that weirdness on you. Like if I hang around my apartment, I'm naked all the time.
Right.
Like literally all the time. I've talked about that before, but like, I don't, you know, try not to wear clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more of my life is spent nude than not.
Right.
And the, it's just adultness and other people that make it weird at all.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to add on that. Cause I don't have that, but like this is definitely, I think, playing off of, you know, like that intimacy, you know, is uncomfortable outside of its context.
Yeah. Yep. And when it's other people, it's really uncomfortable. So like walking in on a kid showering with their dad is super weird.
Yeah. Well, you know? Well, last episode they had that anecdote about, like basically breaking and entering into that house to get the G.I. Joe game and seeing the mom and dad taking a bath together.
Yeah. You know, and that's and that would be if this game was like shower with your lover simulator, it would be kind of untoward. Instead, this ends up just being like funny and cute.
Yeah.
You know?
So. And then also playing off of the fact that, you know, just for some reason that dads are funny and the internet has known this for a very long time now.
Yeah. Like,
many,
well,
many
it's like, dads are kind of, you know, are all over the place, but there is a platonic ideal of a dad that is very like funny and popular online.
Yes.
Right now. Like Danielle Rando did that dad joke game that you can find. That's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And this has little interstitials that are, you know, dad jokes.
Yes. So some of which are mini games.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of which are mini games, like pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much stuff did you unlock in this? Because there's a lot of different mini games.
Yeah, so I didn't get very, like, basically nothing beyond what is already unlocked when you when you open it up, because I'm not very good at this. However, I got like deep enough to where they started putting up curtains, you know, on the on the showers, so you have to really be paying attention to where your dad is.
Yeah, because you don't want to walk in on the wrong dad, because then, you know,
right,
identity
right.
crisis or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was not able to like figure out how to unlock anything else. I looked up a bunch of stuff like what those secret things are, and it looks interesting and cool, but I wasn't able to figure out like how to do it.
The way they get, cause it starts off as just like, you know, you're finding your dad, you know, in a public shower, you know, but then they get more and more absurd until eventually like there's like, you go through this hallway, where there's a character who's like not your dad and there are ninjas.
Yeah.
That tried it, like little ninja kids, and you had to like you're just avoiding everything on the screen. That's as far as I got. But I think that doing that one unlocks like a side-scrolling racing game. There's an adventure game that has a full like Scum interface.
What?
Where the dad getting ready to shower.
Nice.
And stuff like there's a wide variety of like different gameplay modes.
Yeah.
In this, in a way that reminds me of like an Arcane Kids kind of game a little bit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like just unlocking the secret thing in Sonic Dreams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like they're definitely like attempting to cash in on that sense of mystery around the stuff, right? Like even down to a prominent thing in the interface is like a password entry, but like that doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like that is tied to an RNG. Like there's nothing you can put in.
Yeah. Yeah. I looked for codes because I wanted to unlock the later game modes.
Same.
But I couldn't get. I ended up like watching a lot of them online instead.
Yeah.
Even down to like this very much works on me at the humor level, even down to the fact that it has the 2015 suffix.
Yeah.
Like a tractor simulator or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like this comes out every day or every year.
Yep.
Well, not every day. It's not shower with your dad simulator, you know, June 4th,
right.
2018 edition.
Yep.
It's a very funny idea, actually.
It is. Just you like just put out nightly builds.
Yeah.
That are just slightly different.
And just call them a different edition.
Yep. Yeah. But so like it's funny because it definitely is like playing with that, like that is an idea that Goat Simulator does, that, you know, just playing off of how funny these, you know, XYZ simulators are. Surgeon Simulator, this feels different than that.
Yeah.
Agree. This is a pro tip that you probably already know about, but House Flipper, that is the jam. That is very fun.
Oh yeah, I've seen that, but I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, it's good.
So yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
It's been since I stopped doing Comrade, like weird little indie games are very short. Like I had to be more intentional
yeah
about playing them.
Mm-hmm.
So
No. So having, how far did you get, like, in all of this?
I could get to the one where you go down the hallway and there's the ninja dad at the end, but I couldn't beat it.
Yeah, that I think is tied to, you have to play long enough for dads who are not the main three to start and like entering into the equation. So it is not always just the regular set of three dads.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes also, like sometimes there are just secrets that have a little bit of that, like Tower of Draga, like you just have to walk into.
1 second, Gary.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. we can keep that in my headphones. A tab just started playing audio, and I had to hunt it down to see to see what it was. So I didn't hear anything that you just said.
I was worried that there was no that we weren't recording or something.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's always the bummer. They start there's some like Tower of Draga style like or things where you just have to jump. You know, Radical Kid Nikki or whatever, Radical Ninja, like where you just jump and something, a power up just appears.
Okay.
Yeah. There. So there's a little bit of just like hitting the right spot on the screen and different power ups or different secrets will appear.
Yeah. I wasn't able to find any, like much of anything online about this. Like this was a popular game for like the game detectives on Reddit or whatever. People trying to figure out exactly how to get this new stuff. But like, I don't know any details about like the development of this. If you look at the news feed on Steam, it's mostly like jokes that are very much not in the stated style of this, but like there's one that is just the headline is 69 and then the body is just nice. So.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. It does not get, you know, and even there's only two reviews on Metacritic, for it. And then the fan reviews, the people reviews are either people who like get it, who think it's funny. People who don't get it, but think it's kind of a fun game, which are real weird. Those are like the 7 out of 10s where they're like, this is a fun game, but I don't really understand what it's going for. And it's like, okay.
like, it's right there in your face.
And then people who are mad because it's not like enough of a game, like, oh, this should be on Newgrounds. And like, it's 99 cents. Like, give me a goddamn break. Like, that is a good price for a joke.
Right.
You know?
And like there's there is a lot here for 99 cents. I didn't.
Totally.
I already owned this. Good.
More than there is in, like, Genital Jousting, which I also think is funny and worth playing.
Right, right.
You know?
Again, because penises are funny.
Yeah. Like, that game is again, it's kind of similar in that just like, penises are funny, and it's a sexual game that is also non-sexual.
Right, right.
You know, in a weird way. It, like, abstractifies sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is good. I recommend it to people.
Yeah. Yep, yep. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anything else to say about that? And then section 3 of this podcast is supposed to be talking about showering with dads in real life and or dads. I don't remember. I don't think I've ever actually showered with my dad.
No.
I definitely have like seen my dad's hanging dong before.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing. As a kid, that just kind of happens.
Yeah.
You know, as a weird way, like as somebody who has like, you think it'd just be, and I don't mean as like a little kid, like I did as like a teen, you know, when not in an untoward context, just because it would just happen on accident.
Right, right.
And it's just kind of weird because like as an adult who's had roommates, now I understand like, hey, you know, like you don't have, that's not inevitable.
No, it's eminently avoidable.
Yeah.
You know, but like, hey, sometimes you're 13 and you know, you don't understand that if the bathroom door is closed, maybe somebody's. Yeah,
that's exactly the situation. How did I not understand that? That's so, you know, like the idea of a door that is closed by being, or locked by being closed, you know, is what a bathroom is. And like, I just don't understand how I didn't get that.
Yeah.
You know, did I forget?
Maybe you just really needed to go to the bathroom.
Possibly, but enough to like, you know, if I was, I should have known then, like, well, this isn't going to work.
I'm like, well, I mean, for me, the case was definitely like, oh, I needed something from them. And I looked all over the house. They weren't anywhere else. I knew they were in the bathroom. I knocked on the door. They wouldn't answer because of course they didn't, because like it's their goddamn moment of privacy. And then, just like opening the door because maybe they're not in there and oops, they're in there.
Yeah. You just, this is like kids are dipshits.
Yeah.
You know, like you're just like, yeah. I gotta ask my mom about this thing. Cause I want to go rent that game, or, you know, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, yep. Yeah. I mean, outside of like, just, you know, like Bath Time Memories, which is a new mini series that I'm running. Yeah. Outside of that, no real experience with this at all. I definitely remember, this is its own shade of mortifying, relative's house. Let's anonymize this. Relative's house. Like with the cousins, playing, hide and go seek.
Sure.
And like we were definitely too old to be playing hide and go seek. Like we were like 10 years old.
Yeah.
You know, but like hiding in the house and going to look for each other. And I was like, oh, I know what I can do. I'll hide in the shower behind the curtain. Okay. And then, you know, it's like standing there like, here's somebody come in, door closed. Pants drop. Definitely an older female relative being while I'm in the shower. Geez.
Yeah. There's something to like the very first as a guy when the first time you know like see a girl pee.
Yeah.
That's very weird. Like just like, oh, like that's how that works.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, that was my first hint that the anatomy was going to be like the mechanical ways it would be different.
Yeah.
You know, like reverse engineering the urine posture. To the actual, you know, right. What was going on.
Right. Just getting your hint. you go back to your room and there's just a blackboard with the word sit circled three times with a question mark.
Just like, it's like a Milhouse with the reverse vampires.
Yeah.
Like you're just explaining, you know, the whole business.
Yeah.
Because even if you understand that the parts are different, you know, and that there's a vagina involved.
Yeah,
like I didn't, you know,
for 4-year old me, there's a butt on the front and they wipe when they pee.
right. Like, just like, and I would expect it to be face forward.
Yeah.
You know, because then with like little kids, you know, I remember my cousin like making Barbie dolls have sex, and the way they did it was just kind of mashing their fronts together.
Right.
In a way that I now understand is not how genitals work.
Oh, for sure. And definitely the concept is the female genitalia is oriented up on the front of the pelvis.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like a male genitalia, because that you just assume,
right?
You know, so yeah, it's fucked up.
So many things to learn.
Yep, so many things to learn. We kind of addressed the controversy. I'm trying to make sure we get through all the notes.
Yeah,
here this is a heavily scripted program. Did you see a real? Here's a subheading that I forgot to include in the notes, but I'd like to make a motion to allow it.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's fine. I'll put in a marker here. I'll hear what it is. And if I don't like it, we can seamlessly go past
bleep it out.
Yeah.
There's almost nothing on GameFAQs about this, but there is one message board post that is just my dad is dead.
Yep. I definitely made a note of that. And then a person responding entirely in earnest. Well, that's why this game is here.
Yeah. I laughed out loud, like just like going through the different tabs on GameFAQs, like looking for things until eventually getting there's like my dad's dead. And like, I busted up. It was very funny.
Yeah.
So a little bit of GameFAQs gold.
Yeah. The closest that I've ever gotten to this situation, my grandpa, my dad's side, who is now deceased, lived in South Carolina, and he was a big wheel then at the Columbia, South Carolina Country Club. He loved golfing, all that. And we'd go there. And like the first time that I visited, it was like, oh, I need to go to the bathroom. And I went for the locker room. And I was like, it's right there. Like, I'll just go to the locker room and go pee. And like just them stopping me and then explaining without explaining why it's not a good idea to go into a locker room at a country club.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to see an old man blow drying his asshole with a hairdryer.
Yeah.
Now, if you continue, you have seen like some balls flapping in the wind.
Oh, for sure.
And now as an adult, like as I'm 37, I realize that hair dryers on your genitals are fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is part of my daily routine now. As a kid, it was just fucking weird, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why would you want to do that? A towel works just perfectly fine. But it's like, actually, a towel's never going to get you quite as dry as a hair dryer is.
No, no.
And you have hair everywhere. Like,
a desert heat.
Yeah, I need to roll around in the sand.
I need to clean my junk like a chinchilla.
Yeah, become your cat. That's how I'm going to become clean. Like, hey, chinchilla, what up? It's your boy, Chinchilla Dick. And I'm here to...
With more self-grooming tips. Now, people ask me, what region of the world is the best genital cleaning dust come from? Now,
some Saharan Africa, my boys.
Some people come at me saying Northern New Mexico, but I gotta tell you, does not hold a candle to New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand is fantastic.
Yeah, high silica content. silica.
Scoot yourself like what you do. Here's your boy chinchilla dick. What you do is you train yourself to do the splits, and then you drag yourself around by your hands in the New Zealand outback.
Yeah.
Until you are as dry as, well, not the day you were born, but maybe the day after you were born.
Right. And I get powder dry is what you need. Definitely, yeah. I get I buy myself a Dremel and a short length of hose.
Yes. You want to be able to use your genitals need to be so dry that you can use them to dry other genitals. You have to become Talcock.
So, what you're looking for is a net negative moisture content. So the principle of osmosis can apply. Because nature abhors a vacuum. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're walking around with the driest possible genitals,
if you walk into the room with your pants unzipped, all the turtles in the room should die. Like, it should be so dry.
You're going to be drying out them gills.
Yeah, like, you need to, like, if you ever meet a weirdo with a lizard pet, that lizard's not going to last long around your genitals.
No.
Not with chinchilla dick teaching you the ropes. Yeah. Yeah. So... I think that out of all the parts of my body, like, my genital zone is probably the least consistently dry.
What do you mean? Just because, I mean, like,
well, my sweat.
Yeah, mine'll get sweaty.
Yeah. Okay. You know, so as far as my parts of my body, you know, it's kind of interesting. Like, it's probably the least dry part of my body. Like, I could use this joke that we're going for. Like, it's all fun and games, you know, talking about chinchilla dick and the outback and net negative, you know, zero moisture,
right,
and
stuff. Right.
But really, there's probably some principles in that joke we could apply to our real live dicks.
Oh, for sure. But like, I mean, real talk here. I didn't mean to do like a remix there. I just kind of stuttered on my R.
The real talk segment.
Yeah. Rewind.
Talk.
Page 4. Talk boy. No, page 4. Like, of all the parts of my body, when my shit isn't on point down there, like, that definitely has the most effect on my day and my quality of life. Like, if I need a quick pick me up,
sure,
you know, just get your zone in order, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, you feel human, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those things. Those nice things for those like a medicated wipe kind of thing. You know, like, I don't love those, but it is the kind of thing if you're on the go. You know, it can be extremely refreshing.
Yeah.
And the two places are your face and your junk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get like a wipe, like a menthol wipe down.
Yeah, like a man wipe kind of thing. Manage your splatter. Yeah.
Yeah. I buy mine from a camo pack.
Mm.
It's definitely a man wipe situation.
Yeah. I'm definitely not up on wipe technology. I don't apply that.
None of that.
Yeah. But
they're not great. Again, they're just like, well, I also like, I go to a barbecue restaurant and just stuff my pockets with those,
right.
Towelettes.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And I want to make sure I can fit more of them in my pocket. So I do towelettes, the smaller version.
You do towelettes.
Yeah, towelies. It's about the size of a postage stamp. And I just put one right on the tip and then go about my day.
Yeah.
Like, I'm blonde and acid.
Yeah. Well, no, you put that on the tip, and then, like, just as the natural lowest point of the configuration, basically everything that needs to find its way onto the white will over the course of the day, just because of gravity.
It's like, so, how people did drugs in Stranger Days. You know, it's like a new kind of, like this is how you do spark. And it's the cool, like, postage stamp tip that you put right on the beginning of your mucous mem zone, you know?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You apply it directly to the glands because of the nerve endings.
Yeah. Yeah.
but for yourself and others, keeping your zone on lock is definitely a real quality of life plus. Yeah.
I remember, you know, the movie Election with Matthew Broderick.
I've never seen it.
Oh, interesting. I'm like, it's good. Like, mm-hmm. The Thomas Paine movie. Like, so it's in that movie he has an affair.
Okay.
There's a part where he's meeting with the person he's having an affair with in a hotel, and there's a scene of him from the side. Like, one of the things that Thomas Paine does a lot is like show undignified sex,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, and something I kind of appreciate. Like, he got eye rolly, like Sideways is not a good movie, but he does have a thing about showing the undignified section parts of sex, which I like. And Matthew Broderick he's crouching in a shower And I couldn't tell for a long, like when I first saw it, I thought he was jerking off,
right?
Like running water over his dick. But I realized then that he was like washing it. Like he was doing like just a dick shower.
Oh yeah.
Cause he was about to have like an affair. So he wanted to make sure he was clean.
Right. It's a, it's an Oklahoma car wash.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it did one of the things, but it's just, as a kid, I didn't know. Like I was, I mean, a kid, like that movie came out in like 1997 or something. As a teen though, I thought, I was like, oh, he's jerking off. Like he's getting one out of the chamber. Cause I understood that.
Well, yeah.
You know, like, dude wants to last longer during sex. So he's getting one out of the chamber. But in fact, I think he was actually washing his ding dong.
Okay.
Cause why would you crouch down in a shower to jerk off? It's a weird, awkward pose.
Well, he wants to make sure all of it goes in the drain.
I guess that's true. Like a laser target. Yeah. You know, sniper shot.
Yeah. Dude, headshot.
Double tap. No scope.
360. It's really, sex with me is really weird.
Hats.
Well, then there is the perennial hip hop favorite by Risqué, "Smell Yo Dick."
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta wash your dick, man. It's a Twitter slam, but it's one of my favorite ones is when everyone talks about the founding fathers as being something to laud.
Mm-hmm.
They're like just a bunch of old idiots who are too busy not washing their dicks to do anything. Right. It's like, yes, more or less. Like,
yeah,
you know, those guys probably had extremely smelly dicks.
Yeah, a lot of bad days not having their zone under control. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's probably like a big reason why the union is the mess that it is, you know?
Yeah. No. I think that all of us now let me recite one of my favorite needlepoint samplers about dick hygiene.
Do we want to move on to our special episode 250 book report section?
Yes, let's do that. However, I need you to fill time while I go and grab the thing that I need to grab. So just fill the time. I'll be like 2 seconds.
Okay. Boy, I do this to Cole all the time, and now it's actually kind of difficult because the prompt that he thought was the part that makes it difficult actually is a crutch, I think. So I don't have that. It's also a thing where I'm my initial instinct is just to look at Twitter when I have spare time, and I don't. This is not spare time. This is recorded, so that's you know, that's not.
I told you the full time, and you looked on Twitter.
No. I talked about looking on Twitter.
Oh, okay. All right.
My instinct was look on Twitter, but I did not.
Okay, cool. Okay, I've got the thing I need. You go first.
Okay. This is a special episode of GB Thrifts. Self-sufficiency is not working at the Salvation Army. Self-sufficiency is not moving in with Chelsea Brookie. Self-sufficiency makes all the other hip kids sing. La 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 la. And it makes everybody dance. And I found a book that is by your friend and mine, Jeff Roven, who does the How to Win at Nintendo Games, that classic book.
Nice.
But it's a specific one called How to Win at Super Mario Games. The special edition includes Mario. It is a tab pink paperback, so like the color of a tab soda.
I love this.
Cool. Let's say you're designing a guide for all three Super Mario games plus Dr. Mario.
Okay.
What do you think the minimum number of illustrations you should have in it is?
Minimum?
Yeah.
One for each game, so 4?
Try 0.
This is just straight text. This is a chapter book is what we would have called it back in kid days.
This is a 210-page book with fairly small print that is an entirely a text walkthrough of Super Mario, all three Super Mario Brothers games in real time. So I'm going to take a random level here and read it.
Okay.
And I thought this would be a fun game. If I pick a random level from, I'll let you choose which Super Mario game.
Well, I think that should be part of the fun.
Well, no. I'm going to see if you can guess which level.
Okay.
It is by the text description, but I'll let you narrow it down because otherwise I think it's a little bit too hard.
Yeah. So 3 is the one that I probably know the best. So pick one from 3.
Okay. Let me make sure. Okay, that's definitely in 2. Okay. Let's see. Now I'll choose one that is not, I'm not going to choose like a weird thing from 7 or something, you know, World 7. I'm going to try to make it easy. Okay. The first question mark in the new realm contains a power up, just in case you got demoted from Super Mario. Even if you didn't, get it.
Demoted. Yeah, then your badge and gun.
so much. even if you didn't get it, it's worth 1,000 points. Watch out for the paragoombas after the pipe. Now, this part's important. Go to the right side of the T-shaped pipe. Goombas will begin pouring out. If you can crush 9 of them without touching the ground, you'll get a 1-up, plus all the points you accumulated for mashing the little guys.
Oh,
keep stomping Goombas after that. You'll get an additional 1-up for everyone you bop. Stay here as long as you want, collecting 1-ups. When you continue to the right and reach the floating coins with the pipe and the Venus fire trap, collect the coins only if you can fly. Otherwise, don't. Go past them to the right and hit the left block of the ledge closest to the ground underneath the pipe. It's a switch block that will turn the coins into blocks.
This is games for the blind.
It's amazing. Like, yeah. In 210 pages, small text.
Yeah. So it doesn't describe like ice or anything. So it wouldn't be 5-1. It's definitely the first level of one of these. Say world 3-1.
It's 1-2.
1-2.
I went a little bit, tried to go a little bit easier with it.
Yeah.
But I just like the fact that you can't visualize any of this. Can you imagine playing the game along with this?
Yeah.
Well, it's new foe time. This level introduces Chain Chomp, a carnivorous ball and chain. Beware. This monster is fettered. Though this monster is fettered, the chain will break after 160 timer seconds have passed. So don't stand around staring at the creature. Get the power up in the question mark on the right only when the Chain Chomp is changing and charging the other direction, or slay it using the shell of the Koopa roaming to the right. The next power up is just beyond the Chain Chomp in number 2 in the block on the ground to the right of the Chain Chomp's block. You can snuggle under the ledge to the right to get it, or kick it from the left when the chomp is at rest. But bop on the block quickly after you kick it, or the power up will float away. As you cross the wall to the right, you'll pass a water pit, and after that, 2 Koopas. Kill the one on top and throw its shell against the soul block to the right. Besides, I could test any number of replicants in Blade Runner.
Yeah.
29, like with this stuff. Like, this is. And then, so the other thing, so it's from Nonfiction Perennials, are the name of the book series from St. Martin's Press. The back has this little catalog page. Here are the books that you could also order from this. 25 Things You Can Do to Beat the Recession of the 1990s.
Okay.
The People's Pharmacy. How to Stay Lovers While Raising Your Children. 76 Ways to Get Organized for Christmas. Or You Can Save the Animals, 50 Things to Do Right Now. So... pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty
that's pretty good. I mean, so like, what you're describing is actually like a problem that I have with facts sometimes, which is like, okay, I've gotten lost. There's definitely a sequence of events that you need to do stuff in, but like the game, the fact will be on its own particular track. So just like doing Control F for this level or like this item doesn't actually help you because you have to do it like step by step down it. It's like paint by numbers, but for gameplay.
Absolutely. Like, I couldn't beat the first Game Boy Castlevania forever because of that. Like, I made the mistake of putting it down for a month and didn't know where to go next.
Oh, no.
And there's no way to fack it because it's too nonlinear.
Yeah.
So, and some of these paragraphs are several pages long. like mushroom, you'll need to make a very precise jump from that mushroom to the springboard below the horizontally shifting elevator above. Collect the coins and hop to the next 3 elevators, all moving horizontally but at different speeds, just to make your life miserable. If you have trouble getting to the first elevator from the second, you can drop to the mushroom below, jump to the mushroom on the right, and then try to leap left onto the second elevator. Naturally, it's easier making the jump from elevator 1 to elevator 2 without missing the question mark block above the fourth elevator.
You're like weighing the values and the relative complexity of different paths.
It's really astounding. Like, the idea of this being written is really special to me.
Yeah.
It's such a good, I'm really happy I picked this up because it was the only thing I bought. And if it was a dollar and I don't buy, you know, I try not to use my credit card or my debit card for a dollar.
Right.
And I just happen to have cash. I almost never have cash. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get this if I find something else to get. And I didn't find anything else to get. So I was very happy I picked that up because it's very weird.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. Well, I'm happy that you have that. I just love the cover of this. So like
I'm gonna read chapter by chapter as a podcast. it'll be the guide, the Super Mario Brothers 1-3 and Dr. Mario guide.
The audio of a text let's play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like to show, I mean, to underline exactly how devoid of illustration and imagery this is. You describe the cover as like, oh, it's, you know, it's hot pink. It explains the special edition or explains Dr. Mario, which, good God. So you want to move the piece to the left 4 spaces, but if you move it right.
So that one at the very least is strategies.
Okay.
You know, so like.
That's good.
You know, thank goodness. Yeah. You know, but, like that they Yeah.
But an element on the cover of this game, you have three different monitors, and instead of having like pictures of Mario or like little drawings of the sprite from Mario in each of these games, like you could do that. He looks different enough. Mm-hmm. No, what they just have is the text of Super Mario Brothers just on the monitor, Super Mario Brothers 2 and Super Mario Brothers 3 just written out in a Game Boy style font.
Yeah. Yeah. Like not, and the game doesn't use Mario, like the chapter titles are like a computer font.
Okay.
But there's no like Mario iconography whatsoever.
Yeah.
In this.
I wonder if they wanted to, but like the lawyers at that publisher were like, we can't actually do this for legal reasons.
It means I'm going to get the rest of these books because I've definitely had How to Win It in Nintendo games before. Mm-hmm. And that's very similar, but it's like a bunch of different games.
Yeah.
So it feels a little bit better, but there's four of those. There's How to Win It Sega and Genesis games, how the best of How to Win It Nintendo games. So there's a best of How to Win It Super Nintendo games, the unauthorized Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles trivia quiz book, and Simpsons Fever. Mm. And the beginning of this has the opening page when you first open it. This is it. Fanfare, .. Please sound the trumpets, bang the drums. Here it is. The ultimate guide to the most favorite games in all of Nintendo Game Land. Your guide, the guide your letters have all been demanding, the guide to the most successful, indeed legendary, Nintendo games ever to appear on your home video screen, the Super Mario Bros. Games.
Please stop. I can only get so hard.
It's really, and then it just, you know, turn the second elevator topwise to find the question mark block if you jump from elevator 2 to the mushroom. Try the left mushroom if you want to see the coins at the top right mushroom. However, the flagpole will get in your way, and like it is, it's very, very funny to me.
Yeah.
As an object. Oh, I wonder if Jeff Groban is doing anything.
I definitely see some pictures of him here.
Yeah, he's got so he's an author. He did the Earthend Saga, Unit Omega, Tom Clancy. Oh, it says Tom Clancy's Op Center,
okay,
which is a series, but I read it as Tom Clancy's Op Calendar, which if you wrote that, it'd be very funny. Like July 27th, Thunderstrike, August 43rd, that's a secret day.
the secret day of the day. Don't want you to know about. That is very good. I'm happy that you found that.
I'm excited.
Let's do mine. People remember back on Exquisite Suffering, right around the time it first began, we had a section called Grab a Gladiator.
I figured this was what was going on.
Yeah. So we did the Exquisite Suffering about American Gladiator, so one of my favorite episodes of that show. Jala, co-host on the network, she sent me just this box with some American Gladiators trading cards. So we did that on the premium episodes. During spring cleaning, though, I found two remaining ones. I want to keep one of them sealed just because, but I'm going to open up one of these and we're going to see what we got.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see what gladiators we have going on.
Okay. Which gladiators can we grab? So we have cargo net. Oh. It's just two gladiators on a cargo net. So you've managed to climb a huge treadmill and biked across a 30-foot chasm using just your arms. Think it gets any easier? Think again while you're climbing the 18-foot high cargo net.
It's very funny. That's a part of the Eliminator.
Yep. Like
the Eliminator doesn't even get its own. It's more granular than that.
Yep. It's almost all down from there. On the Eliminator zip line. So it's a preview of mail. Our administrative staff.
Like Jacob, the mail boy.
We have one here that is out of Thunder's reach. So they're playing Murder Ball or whatever they. Powerball, yes, okay. And it is just an action shot of Thunder leaping at a contestant but falling short.
He's indeed out of Thunder's reach.
Yep. We have Lace. Not one of my favorites. The aesthetic of the female gladiators, fine and good. However, the big hair is definitely a detriment. I think that is a
good. Sure, we talked about this at the time, which ones were the hotties.
Oh yeah,
to us,
yeah,
you know. And I can't, like, who which ones are they? I'm trying to find just a here we are, female American gladiators at gladiatorstv.com.
yeah, also see if you can pull up that list that we found of like the terrible tragic end that all of them came to.
Yeah, this one also has this is like new Gladiators because the show is still a show,
right?
Not to, so I'm trying to just find the old 80s ones,
Hmm.
And I can't seem to find those. So I can't remember which ones I thought that has, because I keep wanting to say Ice, but I don't think Ice was hot. I think Ice also had the really bad big hair. Somebody's got to have like a mousy, you know, mousy haircut.
I remember Gold not really having that big of a hair,
aka Tanya Knight.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have Flooring It, which as far as I can tell, it is just one of the gladiators throwing one of the puny contestants to the floor.
To the floor. Okay.
Yeah.
Not that it means, but that's okay.
Yeah. We have Net Weight.
Ooh. Which is that about how much the net weighs?
No, it's just two of these gladiators climbing the cargo net again. One of the seven segments of the Eliminator of
Okay, cool.
We're not done yet. We've got Turbocharged, which I think is just a picture of Turbo.
Turbo. Sure. Yeah,
it's just Turbo. He's manning the gun. Okay, we have three more, including the sticker. Diamonds Around Her Neck, which is just Diamond like taking somebody down from behind by their neck.
Cool.
Cool. Good. Oh, Diamond has straight hair. She doesn't have the big hair going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Diamond's not so bad.
Yeah. Here's Ice. Here's our friend Ice's Vice Grip. I'm just called that Ice Grip. That would have been cleaner.
Propane Maniacs.
Yeah. this is them. They're on the rings, and Ice is kicking somebody down. So that doesn't make a goddamn lick of sense.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we just have the sticker. It is just a group shot of a bunch of the gladiators. So. Yay.
No. It's a bummer that you didn't get like any of like, because the main thing you want from those are individual characters.
Yes.
Like I would want a whole set of the gladiators.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I were doing that.
I have a handful of those. I've got a few of them from them, but I'm not gonna open my last pack, so
yeah.
Yeah. We have grabbed no gladiators. Instead, we've grabbed the same net. Part of the Eliminator four
net
times.
And motions.
Yeah.
We've collected all of the individual body movements and components of a game.
Yep. Man, we've been doing this show for 5 years, more than 5 years. Like this is the anniversary we observe, because it is a big round number. But yeah, we started in January 2013.
Yeah, 250 episodes, which is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks everybody for sticking with us and listening to the show. It remains very fun and good to do.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's probably like all I got is just thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. You know, the things you can do, we talk about them all the time. Just so many kind reviews we've gotten from people who get it, which is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So much Patreon support. Like, this is definitely the most Patreon supported show in terms of things we do for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is great. We're glad people are receptive to that. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, and then that's the reason why, you know, we put out six of these a month.
Yeah,
is because it's fun and easy to do.
Yeah,
you know, which it sounds like, you know, saying something is easy to do sounds like it's discounting it, but it's actually like a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes it sustainable. It lets us do a lot of the stuff, and it's, you know, this never feels like a chore. So
yeah,
thanks everybody for that. You know, if you are listening to this and you have not, this is a great time to jump on the Patreon. It's a mm-hmm. really good time for the network. You know, got new shows and new cool features and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate everybody who did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And has done.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's probably about it.
Until next time, who is Gratitude Dog?
Yeah, who is Gratitude Dog? Who is Think Dog?